A great initiative by internet security company Trend Micro is back for another year. It's the What's Your Story poster competition for kids, and joining me is Tim Falinski with all the details. G'day, Tim.
Morning, Andy.
Tim, this annual competition has been running for a few years now. Can you give us a quick recap of what it's all about, how it's been running for the last few years?
So What's Your Story is a poster competition that we run for kids aged between the years of 5 to 12. And it's an initiative by ourselves to try and help reframe some of the negative connotations around internet safety. But more importantly, what it is to we want to try and empower the young to actually understand how to be responsible, successful, and secure online. And what we're finding is that many parents are feeling ill-equipped to sort of have that conversation with their kids and talk about what they should be doing online. You know, with the average kid spending some 33 hours a week online outside of school, using the internet is a big part of their lives and will only get bigger. So this is our fourth year in running the competition. It's very easy to enter. And, you know, we do it out every year and we get schools involved. And I think it's a great way to actually have parents have that conversation with their kids about why internet safety is important.
Okay, so let's talk about this year's competition. There's a particular theme, I believe. If you could let us know what that is and then how the kids actually get involved.
So this year the theme's going to be, what does the good side of the internet look like? What good things do you see happening on the internet? And it's there to sort of have the kids start to think about what are the positive things that can happen on the internet. I think a lot of the times we often talk about the scary side of the internet, but we want to try and actually bring out the good side of the internet, what's positive about it, so kids know the positive things that they can do and that's what they focus on the internet. And it's very, very easy for the kids to get involved and register. All they need to do is create a poster on the theme, register at the competition site, which is whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au, and upload their poster. And what we've done this year is also unique in that we've actually split the age groups from 5 to 12 into two. So we're going to have a competition for the 5 to 8-year-olds and a separate competition for the 9 to 12-year-olds to sort of break that up and give two groups to help theme it a little bit differently.
So how can we get the parents involved? What can they do? And can schools get involved as well?
So on both sides, the answer to that is yes. And we really do encourage both parents and teachers at school to get involved, because it's one thing for the kids to do it, but what the poster competition is more about is to start that conversation, to talk about the internet and the good and the bad. One of the great parts about my job is I get to go and visit schools and actually talk to groups of kids about the internet. And the amazing part for me is how inquisitive they are, and they like to ask so many questions. And I think it's sometimes if parents actually have those conversations, they're actually going to get blown away with how much the kids are aware about the internet, and that they've got questions and they want to know about it more and more. So what we've got from a parent's point of view is that each parent can submit and upload three posters for their children to allow all their kids to get involved. And if teachers register on behalf of their school, they can actually upload up to 30 entries on behalf of the kids in their classroom to be involved in the competition this year.
Oh, that's great. So they can make it a classroom activity, perhaps, that they could work on over a few days or whatever, and then the kids can have their entries submitted by the teacher. That's great.
Definitely. And we're seeing more and more schools want to get involved like that, and it becomes an activity that they do over maybe a couple of sessions with a bit of quote-unquote homework, so the kids can go home and talk to their parents about it. And, you know, the kids, I think, in sharing each other's stories, learn a lot more from about that as well.
Okay, so it's a great learning experience, a great opportunity to have those conversations. But of course, there's also prizes involved. So let's talk prizes. The last few years, Trend Micro has put up some great prizes. What have you got on offer this year?
Well, because we've split it into two categories this year, from 5 to 8 and 9 to 12, we've put up five $1,000 prizes per each category for each winner in each state. So therefore, we've split the Australia into a couple of areas and zones, and therefore you can win from within that area. Plus, in addition to that, we have an overall winner that will win $1,500, and the school that they represent will also get a $1,500 cash prize as well, based on that winning entry.
Well, that's a great incentive both for schools and for kids who want to enter. Who doesn't want a cool $1,000 just for designing a fun poster about the great stuff that's happening on the internet? But how are the entries judged? Is there voting? Is there a judging panel? And what's the deadline? And one more question. I think you've already mentioned it, but where exactly do people go to enter?
So there's a lot of questions there. I'll go through them.
Yes.
So right now the competition is alive and going, and it's open until the 4th of November, which is the deadline for people to put in their entries. Now, with that, what we will do is entries come in, we'll put them up online, and we're actually opening it up to a public vote. So people are able to go online, select the one that resonates with them the best, give it a vote. From there, we will select a group of finalists, and we'll have an independent judging panel made up of people such as the likes of Twitter and Facebook, who actually see a lot of this stuff and understand what the internet is about, to actually give their feedback to come up with the finalists and finally pick the final winner. So the public vote's open till November 11th, and then we'll go through to the final. So the nice part about the cash prizes is they're going to be handed out in time for Christmas, which will be a nice little Chrissy present for the winners. And once again, the website where all this information is available, plus where they lodge their entries, is whatsyourstory.trendmicro.com.au.
Tim, thanks again. Good luck with the competition, and we'll check in again soon and get an update.
Thanks for having me on, Andy.